right now. It's time for the Hour One Nuggets. We seem to have a problem there. No problem. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I don't know what's going on with that, why that's not working. Just figured out what that is. We've got a slight UCB problem, a USB problem right now. I don't know why. Anyway, let's get on with Hour One Nuggets. We're looking at 1 Peter, and we're looking at chapter 2, and we're looking at verse 16 today. It's interesting. This is what it says. It says, "For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil." Now, this business of being God's slaves, I think this is incredibly interesting. Let me tell you why. Because, you see, Peter is saying here, you are free. That's the first thing. You are free. We know that. We are free in Christ. And that is fantastic. Then he says, you are God's slaves. Now, let me tell you something about that. If we, beloved, if you and I are truly God's slaves, then that's what gives us freedom. I'll say that again. If you and I are truly slaves of the living God, then that is what gives us the freedom. That's a huge statement to make. But it's the truth. Because if you are saying to yourself, I am a slave of the living God, meaning that I will do whatever my God wants me to do, whatever he commands me to do, I'm going to do it. That gives you freedom in Christ right there. And this business of slavery is quite close to my chest as well. I love reading about the history of this slavery because I abhorred it so much. I hated it so much. When I look at what was going on in the United States, when I look at the slave trade, when I look at the way the slaves were treated, but beloved, not all of them were treated badly. If you take an example of a slave being treated well, why is that slave, and I'm talking about in the 17th, 18th century now, why is that slave being treated well? Probably because he's doing a good job for his master. Yet his master isn't the living God and doesn't love him unconditionally. In fact, the master doesn't love the slave at all. But the master, your master, does love you unconditionally. And there's the difference. And that's what gives you freedom. The fact that he loves you so much that you have complete and utter freedom. Think about that. Think about that just for a couple of moments. Because we need to be free. Because we are a free people. But at the same time, our freedom has been purchased at a massive, massive cost. The freedom that you and I, if you indeed do get freedom, I don't know what part of the world you are, but we are in the United Kingdom and we have a wonderful freedom. The Americans have a wonderful freedom. In the West, we have a wonderful freedom. And that freedom has been bought at a very high price. Through different wars, through conflicts, through people losing their life. And the freedom that you can achieve in Jesus Christ our Lord has been paid at an awful price. And that price was Christ dying on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago and being beaten and being whipped and having a crown of thorns shoved on his head so that blood was coursing down his face. That is the price of your freedom. And if he had to, he'd do it all over again. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. Now, here's the second part of this verse. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. You see, people think that because they've got freedom and they're free in Christ, they can do whatever they want and there's no consequences. Beloved, there's always going to be consequences. And those consequences are other people being hurt by actions that we do. The actions that we do, because we have freedom in Christ, yet we continue to sin, have consequences on other people. Other people are being hurt. The Lord God Almighty is being hurt, but he will forgive. But I'm talking about the hurt that we do to other people because we have this so-called freedom in Christ. So we can live the way we want to live. We can do whatever it is we want to do. Yet we are hurting others by doing that. Other people are in pain because of some of the sin that we commit in our lives. I want to take an example. Someone who has a propensity to gamble. Someone who has a gambling addiction. Now, they are free in Christ, and when they stop gambling, they say, that's it, I'm not going to gamble anymore, that's it, it's finished. So that person stops gambling. Yet in the process leading up to that person saying, I'm going to stop gambling, people have been hurt by his or her actions, what they have done. People have been hurt by it. It's not them that's been hurt, it's the people that have been hurt by the sins that have been committed, by that gambling obsession. Other people have been hurt. And that person may well say, well, I'm going to stop now, that's it, I'm not going to gamble any longer. Yet other people still have been hurt. Do you see where I'm coming from? So we are not free in that sense. Do not use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Don't use it in such a bad way. You see, the next verse, which I'm going to look at tomorrow, goes on to say, respecting everyone and loving your Christian brothers and sisters. Well, you can't possibly love your Christian brothers and sisters if you're constantly hurting them by actions that you do. So actually, you aren't free to just do as you please, I don't believe. I think we've got to be mindful of other people. I think that we've not got to take this freedom too far. We are free, yes, we are free. And a great price has been paid. But we're not free to do just as we want, when we want, without consideration of others. Because when I look at this scripture tomorrow, I'm going to look at verse 17, and I'm going to refer back to verse 16 and run the two together. And I think it's important that we do that, because you'll see something quite amazing. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Father God, I commend this word to you now in the wonderful name of Jesus as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth here on Worship Radio 247 online. Lord God, send your love and send your Holy Spirit now in Jesus' mighty name. As we continue, this is beautiful. This is Paul Baloch and a track called Look Upon the Lord. That's just what I want you to do.
Look upon the Lord, stand in awe of his beauty.